You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Pritika Khanna and I am back with another episode of Delhi Decoded. We've just entered into the third month of this year and it feels like there's been so much that has happened. Is it just me or are all of you feeling the same way as well? The year 2020 for Delhi has been filled with protests, riots, and just when we thought we were grappling with all of that, Delhi's next challenge is here, COVID-19, or as it's more colloquially known as the coronavirus. The virus, which began in China late last year, has affected approximately 1 lakh people across the world and has led to the death of more than 3,000 people. Last week, Delhi got its first confirmed case of the virus. Until then, there were 3 people who had tested positive in Kerala. Since the case in Delhi, there has been a spike in confirmed cases, which went from 6 to 28 across the country in less than 24 hours. These also include foreigners from Italy who have been tested positive to the virus. The toll has now gone up to 40 people, of which 3 are from Delhi. So far, the mortality rate is 3-4%. And the good news is that there are many cases where people have recovered from the virus. There have also been confirmed cases in Gurgaon and Ghaziabad, all from people who have travelled abroad recently. However, this isn't a time to panic. It is important to remain calm but also be aware. The symptoms for this are very close to a common cold. Severe cough, breathing difficulties, and fever are its main symptoms. Sometimes this can also cause pneumonia. Experts say that it is best to avoid large gatherings in public spaces as the virus spreads from human to human contact. Why the panic around the virus, you ask? Well, it's because unlike the common cold, the virus spreads at a much faster pace. For example, the person who tested positive from Delhi was returning from Europe. Since his return, he met approximately 100 people since he was diagnosed with the virus, and all of them have been put under quarantine. 6 of those 100 people have already tested positive for the virus. Mint has been reporting extensively on the virus and its repercussions. The virus has had a big impact on industries and global supply chains, which have been left disrupted. As a precautionary measure, events in India and abroad have been cancelled. Companies including Google, Spotify have cancelled large events and postponed travel. The bilateral summit between India and the European Union, which was scheduled to be held on 13th March in Brussels, has also been cancelled. The Delhi government has set up a state-level committee to control the spread of the virus. They are conducting follow-up checks with passengers who have travelled from countries which are at high risk. The government has also recommended that Indians do not travel to countries which are at high risk. This is also a time for our citizens to step up. We need to ensure that we maintain basic hygiene. Wash your hands regularly. If you've recently visited a country where a high number of cases have been reported, get yourself tested. Go see a doctor if you think you have any symptoms, or best, just stay indoors so the chances of the virus spreading are reduced. Stay safe, Delhi. That's all from me this week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.